Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show, so be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Martha Norwalk welcoming you to this week's edition of Animal World. It's our happy Hanukkah and celebrating Dr. Nell's Day on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial, tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world. And the fastest way to pull up the stream, go to the animal or directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And oh gosh, and there's a little post up there about Posado Safe Haven. They're right up the road from me. But just in case, know that they are, it's wet and it's muddy out there, but they're high and dry like I am. So they are safe. And the animals are safe. They're just dealing with a lot of mud because it is so, so wet out here. Anyway, it is the second Sunday of the month, and the bittersweetness is that it's our last Sunday with Dr. Nels, and but he's here today, and we are celebrating, gosh, almost 14 years with you, Dr. Nels. And Linda Rasmussen is here, too, and we are taking your calls. We're going to get back to them very shortly. And by the way, if you would like to thank Dr. Nels or have a good story to tell, or you want a session for you or your animal friends, this is your last chance. 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. And Dr. Nels, I had to chuckle while we were dancing to the Jingle Cats and our Hanukkah. You know, the Hava Nagila, it's my favorite version that they do. And I always say that. And it just takes me back So what I remember is years ago, before you ever moved to Idaho, you were still here, and we would still all go into the studio every Sunday, do the show. And so this had to be probably, this had to be pre-pandemic days.
Okay? Yeah.
So we're talking a long time ago. But anyway, you know, when the Jingle Cats do the Hava Nagila, what that always takes me to is that when that song is played, and I think of it as Russian, but I don't know that it's Russian, but you know, they do the dance where they fold their arms and squat down and then kick their legs out.
Right.
And it's not easy to do. Okay.
No.
And I've just got to tell you folks, Dr. Nils is the only one ever in the history of Animal World that I got, you know, that I bugged him, and he did that dance during the Hava Nagila, and he actually is the only one I know that was ever capable of doing that. So I still remember your Hava Nagila dancing, Dr. Nils.
All right, thank you.
And aside from your amazing healing and gifts and all of that, he's the only one I've ever known that could do that. So thank you for that.
All right.
And gosh, we honor you. And sometime in this hour, we're still got to throw in current events. We've got Dr. Nell's newsletter to cover. Right now, though, let's head back to the phones. And Sue in Bothell, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils Rasmussen. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here, too. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, everybody. My kitties just needed tune-up, Zoe and Jody Joy, and I wanted to thank Nils for all the help he's given them, especially Zoe.
Yeah, well, you've been listening for a long time, and you've been calling it. I think you and maybe Diane, who called before, have probably been here through all these 14 years, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some of the old-timers calling us here. Now, and I know some of you may have been all 30 years with me. I'm not sure. But anyway,
yeah.
So I think, Dr. Nils, you're familiar with Zoe and Jody Joy.
I am. So I'll go ahead and tune in and give them their happiness checkup right now.
Okay. And Sue, would you like a session with Linda?
Sure.
All righty. Linda, you are in charge.
All right. So, Sue, I'm going to invite you to think about a cat. It could be one of the cats that's currently with you or another cat that's been in your life and isn't right with you right now. And I just invite you to bring a cat into your thoughts right now.
Okay. All set.
Okay. And then I'm going to have you set that outside your thoughts and focus on dependable. Dependable and the number 2. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the left, just rolling your closed eyes to the left, and doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you're thinking dependable 2.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, roll your eyes over to the left. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking dependable 2. Dependable.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing that cat back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And let me find the affirmation. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of dependable.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of dependable. All right. You got that, Sue?
Yep.
Well, it looks like Dr. Nils is still working on somebody.
Well, I was just finishing up with Zoe here. Jody Joy jumped up and said, me, me, me first. So we had to deal with that.
And how he does that.
Yeah. So anyway, now we have Zoe balanced as well. So they're both tuned up for the coming new year.
All right.
All right. Thank you so very much for all you do.
Oh, well, thank you. And it's been a pleasure serving you for all this time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Sue. We appreciate it. And hopefully we'll hear from you next month as well.
Yeah. And Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy Hanukkah. And anything else anybody celebrates. And we're just doing Hanukkah today because it starts today and the Jingle Cats do Hava Nagila. So that's the only reasons here. So God bless to everybody. And thank you, Sue, for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's see. We're going to come out to Snohomish, going to our neck of the woods here again. And Holly, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Good morning, Holly.
Hey, good morning. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yes. All right. What's going on?
Okay. So, I don't know. You've both been out to my place previously for cats, dogs, and I think Nels, you were even out for a horse once. So anyway, I now have my dog, older dogs and cats have all since passed. So in April, I adopted, 2 6-month-old rescue kittens. Martha, I talked to you about it, them, shortly after I got him, because Tina is one of my friends.
Yeah, right.
Paprika and Cayenne. When I got them, I mean, they were just
they're pretty spicy, huh?
Yes. All my cats have been spices or flavorings or I have a name.
Okay.
Anyway, paprika is a diluted calico and cayenne's a diluted tortie. They're sisters. And they were just terrified. They were rounded up when they were 4 months old, no, 5 months old, I guess, and then put in a foster for a month and spayed.
So they were feral. They were feral kittens. They were feral cats to start with. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And are they living in the house with you, Holly?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't go outside at all. And they've come actually quite a long way. Paprika, I can pet her. She follows me around now. As soon as I sit down, she'll jump up on top of the sofa and want to be petted. She'll come and reach up to me and then go lay down, you know, and then I have to get on the floor. I can't go up, you know, from above, but I get on the floor and crawl over and then start petting her. So she's coming around a lot. Cayenne is starting to, and I feel like I'm on she's close to a breakthrough. She was a little bit more scared, the diluted tortie. Your advice helped a lot when I talked to you.
Good. I'm glad I helped. I don't remember, but I'm glad it helped.
Yep. So she now will come. She used to just watch from like 10 feet away, watch me pet Paprika when Paprika would come around. But now, like when it's, you know, the regular feeding time, she'll come and sit because she's known as close and just look at me. She sits about 6 feet away. She'll just sit there and look at me. And then
now, and which when one is Cayenne, the dilute calico or the tortie. Dilute tortie? She's the dilute tortie. Yeah, yes. Tortie, the tortoiseshell color as opposed to calico, the tortoiseshell color in my experience is a little more volatile than the calico. And then I don't know what the dilute does to it, but I'm not surprised that she's taken longer. Actually, for ferals, you just got them in April. You know, it's only been a few months, and ferals can take a really, really long time. And you know, you're friends with Tina, so you know Tina's got her feral cat Jasper in her barn.
Yep.
You know, and she's had them for months and months and is still working on it. But he has accepted the barn at home. He now has his freedom and can come and go. Tina was just telling me this week that she finally just he'll take food from her hand and she just was able to get a little bit of a scritch underneath his chin. But you know, very, very slow. So it sounds like, Holly, you're making really good progress in a relatively short period of time related to feral cats transitioning.
Yeah. What I started doing was when I give them the wet food, because that's when she'll come and watch us. I used to fill the bowls on the counter and put them down, but now I put the bowls down and fill them there. And she actually comes up to the bowl and I can do like one quick soft pet, one soft pet If I do two, she runs away. But I've been able to do just like one pet, and then I just leave. And then she's also started, she has a favorite toy. And then I also have a, where I put treats in a little wood board with little balls on top, and they have to move the balls to get the treats out. She loves that. And I've noticed if she can't find her little springs, if they're under furniture, she'll come and stare at me because she knows I have a box of them on the table. And then I'll throw one out and she'll play. And then she'll come in when I'm around and come stare at the little treat game. And then I'll put treats in and then she'll play with that. So she's trying. I feel she's on a breakthrough. And I'm just like, how can I help her get to that next?
Well, that's excellent. It sounds, I think whatever you're doing, it sounds really good and you should keep it up. But I also say, you know, Dr. Nails is working on them and that should help, and he's still working. So, Holly, are you ready for a session with Linda?
Yep.
Okay, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. So, Holly, I'm going to invite you to think about an animal that has passed on that was in your life once. And just let me know when you've got one.
There's so many. I'll use my most recent one, Sage.
Okay.
He was 18-year-old Maine Coon.
Okay. Yeah. Just keep thinking about them, noticing how you feel, and then setting them outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of devotion. Devotion and the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, thinking devotion 4.
All right, Holly, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You've exhaled all the breath out of your lungs and holding the breath out as long as you comfortably can. Feel free to breathe in and breathe out again whenever you need to. Thinking devotion 4. Devotion 4. Devotion 4.
Perfect. Holly, open your eyes and look toward the earth, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And bring that animal back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of devotion.
I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of devotion.
Correct.
That is it. All right. All right, Dr. Nels, so you checked in with Paprika and Cayenne?
Yes, just
were you
love
able
the
to balance
name.
This spice in their life?
That's right. They don't need any more spice, but yeah, they could use a little balance. Anyway, they both actually needed a good reset, which, you know, their being feral background certainly seems perfectly normal to me. And yeah. Anyway, I'm happy to report they're both energetically balanced now.
But that's okay. Two. And then when you talk about a reset, Dr. Nels, often you've helped us understand that when mammals get traumatized, have an emotional experience or all of that, our nervous systems can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism.
Yes. And
of course, you know, feral cats often live in that situation.
Yeah.
So I would imagine when Holly was talking about, she thinks that Cayenne is on the borderline of a breakthrough, I would think resetting that nervous system would help that happen.
I would think so. So, feel free to drop me a note anytime, Holly.
Okay.
Let me know how that goes.
yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All righty. So thanks for calling in, Holly. And keep us informed of the spicy kitties in your life, Paprika and Cayenne. All righty.
Yep. Thanks. Yeah, thank you both so much. And we'll miss you, Dr. Nils, but I'll stay in touch.
Okay, great.
Right.
God bless,
thank
Holly. Thanks
thank
for calling in.
Bye.
God bless.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All righty, that opens. We've got open phone lines, so this is your last chance if you want to call in and say hi and thank you to Dr. Nels and get a last treatment while he's here. The work will continue with Linda. going forward. It's just going to be a kind of experiment because we're still creating how it's all going to work. Anyway, 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569, 425-373-5527. We're taking care of advertisers, and I think we will sneak in current events. So we get that done, and then we'll go to Dr. Nell's newsletter unless we have phone calls. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune into Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Alrighty, hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're halfway through the last hour of this final edition of Animal World with Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and gosh, what a run you've had, Dr. Nels. It's been wonderful, and speaking of that, it's thanks to you that we have your sister Linda Rasmussen here, and we heard about you, Linda, during the break, and boy, aren't we grateful for Linda right now, because at least we have a way to continue the work here and keeping the chair warm for you, Dr. Nels, until we figure out a way to get you back here. And trust me, folks, I'm going to be searching high and low, inside out, upside down, and backwards, and if there's a way to find it, we will find it. And so think good thoughts and lots of prayers. And
thank you.
And if we got any hotshot lawyers out there that want to help the cause, call me. 360-217-7258. Anyway, I'm thinking about Linda. you work on the human animal side of all of this, and you are local and you actually have an office that you go to. You work out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery.
That's right.
So people can see you in person for sessions, or you can work with them remotely like you do here on the radio, either on phone or Zoom or something like that. But you continue to offer a free session to anyone that calls, you know, any new clients that call or text you at the number we're about to give them. And is that remains true? You are still giving away free
sessions?
Still true. And even if somebody works with you on the air here on the radio show, you don't count that.
No, I don't.
So if you haven't seen Linda, you know, worked with her off the air, you get to have a free session. All you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Alrighty, I had said we would go right to current events, but Roberta has messed up the detail here, and actually she did it in a good way because it means we can go back to the phones. And I wondered where you were, Roberta. We're headed to Montana. Roberta, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Well, good morning, everybody. And I sent a little message to Dr. Nels because I was going to be busy, but I got done in time so I could call and say thank you, thank you, thank you for all the stuff you guys have done for me and my critters. And then I'll definitely miss Dr. Nels on the radio, although I do know how to find him.
Yes, and since you're in Montana, you're not affected by the Washington blackout.
Yeah, he can still work with you, Roberta.
I know, well, and I won't get too into it, but I am pretty disgusted with the state of Washington. So, you know,
yeah, join the party, and if you can think of anything to do with it, let me know.
But
the good news is, yeah, he can. Dr. Nels can work. Well, Dr. Nels can work with humans anywhere. Okay, he's not restricted. So even if you're a human animal here, he can still work with, right? You can still work with humans, right?
Nobody has told me I can't, so I assume I can.
All right. And but Roberta being in Montana, no problem. So that's lucky for you. So you want him to tune in to your dog Tux, right? Tuck?
Yep. Oh yeah, sure. I'll accept, and he'll accept a free, you know.
All right. We'll tune in and see what's going on with Tuck.
Okay, he's gonna take care of Tuck. And Linda, Roberta, would you like a session with Linda?
Sure, I'd love a session from Linda. Thank you.
Okay. Linda, you're in charge.
All right. So Roberta, I actually remember that before Tuck, you had a sweet companion named Boomer. And I'm going to invite you to think about Boomer.
Well, that's easy because I really miss him. So
yeah.
Probably why it's coming up.
Okay, so I'm going to set that aside now and just focus on the feeling of dread just for a moment. And we're going to replace that. And we're replacing dread with the feeling of faithful, full of faith.
Okay.
Faithful, and the number 2. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And you're going to do the square breathing.
All right. Roberta, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right. You're doing slow, deep, square, in and out breathing, thinking faithful, two, faithful, two, faithful, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Roberta, with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing Boomer back into your thoughts. And that is complete. I embrace the feeling of faithful is the affirmation.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, same here.
All right.
And I keep thinking how much fun Boomer would have playing with Tuck and vice versa.
Oh, yeah. But, wouldn't that be something? You can play that one as a little movie in your mind, and it won't hurt Tuck a bit to have you conjuring those images and the feelings that go with that.
Okay, cool. So did you find anything on him, or is just basic reset?
He needed, yeah, just kind of a little basic reset. Nothing too outrageous going on there. I was thinking about, you know, when Linda had you come up, you know, think about Boomer. And it is those past relationships that often inform our current ones in terms of the energetic way that we respond. And so it's great that Linda can help you with cleaning that up a little bit, because then your response with Tuck will be more pure Tuck and less Boomer.
Yeah, I'm sure I needed that. But I do say things like, well, I hope your big brother's teaching you a few things or helping you out.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I was going to say, when you were talking about imagining them playing together and that sort of thing, I think that's probably already happening on a spiritual level.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm sure Boomer is checking in from time to time, at least.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so glad you had a chance to call. And
me too.
And all is well over in Montana. Have you got snow yet or anything?
Yeah, we had snow, and then in the last 2 weeks it's almost disappeared, but we're going to get it again midweek. Well, we're going to get more rain next week, and then we're going to get snow again right before Christmas. So it's kind of nice, this little break, because I could kind of clean things up and prep for another round of snow. But I like it, so it's great.
Yeah, well, yep. I'll tell you what, it's weird here because it's too darn warm. And it's been 57, 58 degrees here. That's almost 60 degrees. And my grass said, oh, I'm supposed to grow again. And I'm saying, no, you're not. I've never had to mow in December, and I'm not about to start now. But you never know.
Yeah,
I might be. It's crazy.
But your grass should know to listen to you, if you talk to them and the moles and the critters and all.
So my trees listen. My trees are really good. The grass, it just seems to do what it's going to do.
Okay.
But I've been talking to it and tell it to stop. But every day I look at it, it looks a little longer. So okay. I think, anytime it gets over 50, the grass gets crazy. So hopefully it's going to cool off. And except that when I looked at the weather app last night, I don't know about anybody else because nobody's talking about it yet. But there was a snowflake for around Christmas. Huh. So are we going to, we might have a white Christmas. No, Linda's shaking her head. But that it's on my weather app, snowflakes for next week. So what the heck is up, for Christmas week, what the heck is up with that? My goodness. Anyway.
You get snow over there, then that definitely means I get snow over here. So.
Well, that's what I figured. Yeah. But anyway, Roberta, have a good winter over there. And thanks for calling Animal World. And know that Linda will continue to be here on the second Sunday. And we'll just be getting to the animals through the humans is what we're going to be working on. All righty.
Well, thank you all for what you do. I appreciate
it so
much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, we're going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. Then we'll come back and do a quick current events and get to Dr. Nell's newsletter. And if there's anybody else out there, 425-373-5527, last call. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
I'm Sue Rhodes Minahan. Join me this Sunday, December 28 at 1 p.m. for Talk Cosmos. I'm thrilled to welcome from Australia dwarf planet astrologer Melissa Alvira Billington to bring in 2026. And here we experience ardent creativity to reinvent and discover inner authority and leadership. We fulfill new potential in 2026, so be your best medicine. Come journey with us, Talk Cosmos, Sunday, December 28, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Well, I think they're singing this one for you, Dr. Nels. A Blue Christmas Without You. Oh, well, I guess the Jingle Cats are prepared for anything. Hey, yeah, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and let's see, we heard from Natasha Venter. She's our medium, communicator, general psychic gal, personal readings. She'll be here next week for our Christmas show, and we're going to all try to get into the studio, we hope, weather permitting, and all that good stuff, so we can be live to sing our wonderful animal Christmas carols. I love doing that, and Nathan has had special plans for a while, but we haven't been able to pull them off, so hopefully this year it's going to work. Check out Natasha Venter. Her website is intuitiveclarifications.com. YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, IC, the letters I and C, for Intuitive Clarifications, and that's YouTube. And she continues to do her podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m., so you can tune in there. Or give her a call if you'd like a reading, 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. All righty then, so we are all caught up, and no phone calls to take. So while we have the opportunity, let's get in a quick current events.
Oh,
on current events list. First thing is, if you want holiday trees for salmon from the Northwest Stream Center, if you want potted, live, or wild trees, they are available now through Tuesday through Saturday are the days you can go, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They have a large selection of live and wild 3 to 5 foot trees, 20, 40, 60, 100 bucks, depending on the size. Sitka spruce, western red cedar, western hemlock, Douglas fir, and shore pine. And if you buy a tree, you also get a free Adopt a Stream Foundation membership with lots of perks. And you can return the trees back to the Northwest Stream Center after the holidays so they can plant them next to a salmon tree, a stream, or plant them yourself at your place. But now through December 23rd, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park, South Everett, for your live trees. And then Santa Paws Pictures benefiting Meow Cat Rescue. Let's see. Today is the 14th. So today, 12 to 3 p.m. at Lidwood West Mud Bay is where they'll be taking photos. Next Saturday, the 20th, 12 to 3 p.m., Sammamish Mud Bay. Sunday, the 21st, 12 to 3 p.m., Redmond Mud Bay. And then later that day, 3 to 5 p.m. at Lad and Lass Brewing in Seattle. Looks like that about does it for our current events right at the moment. It's live trees and Santa Paws pictures. So that catches us up there. All righty then, Dr. Nels, you sent out your newsletter as always.
Yeah.
This month, and your newsletters come out the first Sunday of every month. Now, I guess, can people still get your newsletter in this state, or can we not get the newsletter either?
The only people who are getting my newsletter now are members, and it's
members of your private membership.
Members of my private membership association. It would be a challenge for me to figure out the answer to this question, this legal question, because you brought something up, and the challenge is, can I get new members but not provide services? Because the state said I can't provide services, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So I think that legally, just getting my newsletter would not constitute me practicing anything. So you still have to be a member, so you would have to You could go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and say, hey, I'm from Washington, but I still would like to get your newsletter. So help me become a member. And then for $10, you can become a member for your lifetime or my lifetime, whichever ends first. And then we'll get you the newsletter as long as we can keep producing it.
All right. That sounds good. And at least we can, you know, stay in touch that way. All right. So we don't have to repeat, you know, everything that's in your newsletter, because you did an explanation of what's going on.
Right.
And so we don't have to cover that. But, you know, all the normal stuff is there. You've got a great video of the month.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's fun because it's a little labradoodle that was having personality issues. And so we got to help her personality issues get solved. So that was great. And then what's really fun is the next one in line here is a testimonial for November, and that is our own Whiskers, who we just worked with.
We just heard from. Diane and Whiskers.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I was just looking at Whiskers' face, and I thought, you know, Whiskers kind of reminds me of Diane. I hope you're listening, Diane, and get a laugh from that. It's a great, great picture of Whiskers.
It really is a gorgeous picture of Whiskers.
Yeah.
And, it looks like a Lynx Point Siamese.
Yeah, he's just lovely. And let's see. And then, of course, I have my blog posts. If you don't access through my website, you can access my blog posts through my newsletter now on this little feature I put in about the blog posts. And there's all these live links. You can go and look at each blog post if you want. They're informative about certain issues. Let's see. And of course, the next part is From Our Hearts to Yours, which is Martha's ongoing story. That's Martha, my wife.
Who's not me.
Yes, the Building a Bridge, a Love Story Within a Love Story, Part 4. And it's the finale for this long story about the geese that came and lived on our pond. And it's a really fine story. And I know a lot of people have been expressing how much they're enjoying that.
Wonderful.
And of course, if you do get my newsletter in the future, you're not getting it now. I have links to where you can go back and find old issues as well. All right, let's see.
And there's a picture of you. You said you're going fishing on Monday, and there's a picture here. It looks like a little video of you fishing.
There's the next thing in line there is our other channel, our other YouTube channel is Our Country Life, Where the Pavement Ends, and I'm holding up a salmon there. And it doesn't look like 32 inches in that picture, but that fish was all of 32 inches long. And
wow.
it's a fun video because I never watched myself catch a fish before. I just set up the camera and started fishing and very quickly caught this rather large fish. So it was a lot of fun. So, and I also show you how to fillet a fish if you want to watch that part too.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
All right.
And then, of course, we come to this month's affirmation.
Yes, the affirmation for the month. And the title of that article is How to Find Peace in a Turbulent World. And just as Linda was actually working with a little bit near the end here, she had that affirmation about peace. And lo and behold, that's my affirmation here. And so if you're feeling like life is getting you down, things just aren't going your way, you're worried about the government or whatever, just if you get in that state, just put a hand over your heart and just remind yourself, peace, I embrace peace. And just say it over and over. And pretty soon you will notice your energy shifts into peace.
So you're crossing your hands over your heart on your chest. And the affirmation, peace, I am peace.
I embrace peace.
I embrace peace. Peace.
Yes.
I embrace peace.
Right. Peace, and let that be your thought over and over for a while, and you will find all that other stuff goes by the wayside, and your feeling will shift into peace. And I love the little GIF I found to put below it, which is this peace dove. And the peace dove is moving in a way that makes you feel like you're slowly breathing in and out.
All right, everybody. So keep up with that affirmation. And gosh, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate all the incredible service you've done here on Animal World for almost 14 years. All the animals that you've helped and the humans as well. You know, we could do a whole show just telling stories of the miraculous healings that have happened, you know, here on the air or when you have worked with folks privately. And gosh, you know that, you know, we're just going to continue to work as hard and as fast as we can to find a path back here. And, but we hope to continue, the work that we're doing. And Linda will be here the second Sunday of January. We're kind of creating and practicing as we work up to that day. And, as I said before, I've always taught what I call the human to animal transference, that our animals pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff. But it means the constant flow of energy is naturally from human to animal. So we are going to take advantage of that natural energy transference. And we're working on a way for Linda to work with the human, but at the same time for the animals to benefit. And, of course, a way that we can kind of check before and after and all of that, because, you know, the scientist in me wants to make sure that we're actually accomplishing something here. So we're going to be experimenting and doing all of this, and we'll have a plan going for the second Sunday in January. And I hope you will all join us, and then bear with us because it'll be like a big experiment.
Yes, yeah, so this will be a fun experiment. So people need to get in line and get enjoy the process, because you know, this reminds me, the first time I was on your show, I think, or the first time I did healing work on your show, Martha,
yeah.
I it was very early on, a woman named Pat called in with her cat, whose name is at the moment escaping me, and
Mr.
he'd been
T?
Having,
was it Mr.
Yeah, I think it might have been T.
Mr. T, yeah.
I think it was T. Anyway, short story, he had chronic diarrhea for some reason, who knows why. I balanced his energy, and I got a call the next day, and she's like, he stopped. He's never stopped before. That was exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And we could go on and on. We could spend a whole show just telling stories of the miracles that have happened.
And I'll just jump in and say real quick, I know Stacy got to say something. I'll mention, too, a thank you for a time when Abby was attacked by another dog, and she was quite young at the time, so we, you know, the whole feelings of trauma, and we have not had any, like, experiences of Abby being traumatized since that. So thank you, and
all right,
on Abby's behalf.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, boy, there's just so many thank yous, and everybody pray that Divine Mother guides us and we are able to find a way back for Dr. Nils. I mean, if we can create a way where we can really figure out how to work through the human to the animal, I mean, that may be the answer. So we'll see. Anyway, thank you. God bless you. You're an incredibly gifted man, and it's a good thing it runs in the family, so we can keep Linda. But unfortunately, that's all the time we've got. Next week, tune in for our Christmas show. Natasha Venter is here. It's actually Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha. But we're also going to sing our Christmas carols and have a great time with that. So I hope you'll be here for all of that. And Nathan, thank you for keeping us running here. And Dr. Nils, God bless you. Thank you for all the shows and all the work. Linda, thank you too.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. As always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and keep Dr. Nils in your heart and your prayers.
And the show is not quite over yet. For the remaining time of the 11 o'clock hour, we will be singing our Animal Christmas Carols featuring the entire Animal World family, Martha Norwalk on vocals and Stacy Buck, and then you have myself on the keyboard and the drum machine. We'll start with Santa Paws is Coming to Town, then jump into Doggy Winter Wonderland right after this.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
You better not fart, you better not bite, you better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming in. Better not growl, you better just purr. You better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen. He sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Better just know the greeting he sends. He says ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not fart, you better not bite, you better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming. You better not growl, you better just purr. You better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen. He sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh! You better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Dog tags ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking out my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign of wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design of, and I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine. Small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland. Woohoo! Dog tags ring,
far you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking out my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign of wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Linda Rasmussen at VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com, we cover the world of animals. This week, January 4th, it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll talk with Meow Cat Rescue, Help Animals India, Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org, plus we'll find out what's coming up in the new year at the Ananda Institute for Living Yoga. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.